We're discussing the health and well-being of our state's farm families here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Farm bankruptcies have ripped through Wisconsin's dairy industry, causing stress on families trying to stay on the farm and run a successful business. And then the pandemic, it upended supply chains early on, caused a whole nother layer of challenges on top of a volatile industry. Do you work on the farm? Is it possible to strike a work-life balance, or is the farm your life? How is your mental health, and what support do you need? It's 800-642-1234. Krista Koenigi is administrator for the Division of Agricultural Development at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Her family has a 1,000-acre farm near Oshkosh. Krista, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with your farm first. How has your farm family been holding up in these times?
You know, we've been doing very well. My brother is taking over the farm today, and I would say
wow.
The technology that we've adopted has really helped make sure that we can be viable in today's conditions.
Yeah, so, you know, your family has certainly talked about succession and how that works, and so many families have that conversation. But you started automation early on your farm. Can you tell us what you're raising and what you're doing?
Sure. So our family has been a cash crop and dairy farm since it started. And in the year 2000, we installed the first robotic milking systems in the United States. And my dad looked at that as a way to be able to expand the operation to provide enough income for my brother who was coming into the farm, and also be able to grow the farm without adding hired labor. And so today they are milking about 110 cows, milking with two Lele robotic milkers. And for those of you who don't know, no human has to be there for the cows to be milked, so they can milk themselves 24 hours a day.
Have you had to grow your herd in order to stay solvent?
So when my brother came into the business, the farm was set up, a small family farm, and they did expand the number of cows for my brother to come in and be able to support him to be a part of the business. And so now they're milking about 110 cows.
Early on in the pandemic, we were seeing farmers having to dump their milk as the supply chains were all upside down and sideways and, you know, restaurants were closed. What was that like for farmers?
Well, you know, certainly the past several years have been stressful for farmers. They've dealt with low commodity prices, trade instability, difficult weather, and now a pandemic. And these challenges really create a lot of understandable anxiety for people that are in a profession that's already somewhat unpredictable by nature.
Have you seen stability as the months wear on in the pandemic? Have you seen more stability for farmers?
You know, it's still there's still areas of the farming economy that are somewhat uncertain. Mm-hmm. And I would say the Wisconsin Farm Center at the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is meant to be a resource for those farmers that are dealing with stress and anxiety. If they need some help going through their financials or working through transition of the next generation or conflicts that they may have with others.
Yeah, explain what the Wisconsin Farm Center is trying to do, how it got started.
Sure. Well, the Farm Center was born in the 1980s and to help farmers with their financial situation. And we've got some team members that are skilled at looking at financials. They have banking history. We have staff members that have farming history as well. And they work with farmers to go through their financials, and they can work on disputes that they might have with their lender, helping make sure that they're in a strong financial position to make sure that their business is healthy going forward.
How important is it to have people working with farmers who have been in that position, who have worked through these challenges?
Farming is a very unique business, and having somebody who understands the nuances of farming and the type of work that farmers do is, I would say, really important in making sure that there's a good relationship built there and so that there's a trust established between the Farm Center staff and the farmers that they're working with.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Krista Kanigi, who is an administrator of the State Agriculture Department's Division of Agricultural Development. It houses the Wisconsin Farm Center. We're learning about its resources. Farmers, join in. How are you handling the pandemic at this point in time? Have you changed your operations? How is your farm doing? Do you worry about the bankruptcy filings and where you go next? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Linda joining us from Albion. Hi, Linda. What would you like to say?
Hi. Thanks for including me and thanks for the show. I've felt confused and kind of sad that direct milk sales to customers wasn't something that the state of Wisconsin supported, because I think that the mental health of some of the small farmers and the financial situation of some small farmers would have been supported. And they could have been in a different situation today if that had been something that had been explored, like the state of Pennsylvania offers that, and some of their family small farms are, you know, doing a lot better than our farms here in Wisconsin. So is there any effort to explore that?
Linda, thank you. Yeah, Krista, what is it like to be able to do direct-to-consumer sales? And is that on the horizon here in Wisconsin?
Well, we've certainly seen a lot more interest in people buying foods locally, and that includes meat. I would say on the dairy side of things, pasteurization was made available to protect the safety of the food supply. And when pasteurization came in, was utilized, there was a lot less illness that was caused from foodborne illnesses due to milk. And, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're looking at programs to help farmers, but we also want to protect the health and safety of consumers as well.
You know, your farm turned to automation early on. Farmers have had to diversify their products, what they're growing on their farm, what they're producing. They've had to think about value added, maybe adding a creamery on the farm or pizza farms. If farmers don't do this, what happens?
Well, I think as with every business, you need to look at how the climate of the business environment is changing and what can you do to be more efficient or to plan for what's coming in the future. You know, we, like I said, the Wisconsin Farm Center can help you helps work with farmers to identify what are some opportunities, whether it be with just their business financials or other value-added opportunities that may be a good fit for their operation. Every farm is unique, and so there's not a one solution for every farmer, and so we need to look at each business individually to figure out what's going to help them the best.
Yeah, these are unique stories that farmers bring to you. Can you share a story or what you have heard from farmers about how they are doing in the pandemic, how they're doing in these times?
You know, one of the things that we're piloting this year, a few different initiatives. We have got a 24/7 hotline that we put in place for farmers and telecounseling services. And so one of the newer services we just started and announced in January is a series of virtual peer-led support group programs for farmers and farm couples. And it's designed to be for farmers and farm family members in Wisconsin. And we've got two groups for individuals and one designed for couples. And the idea is that farmers can get together with other farmers in an environment that they can talk about what some of the challenges are. You know, many people are talking about feeling isolated during this pandemic, and being able to get together with other farmers and talk in this safe environment is one that we hope can provide some relief.
And these sessions for farm couples, they just kicked off this week. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, they're open. People can attend as many sessions as they want, and we're trying to schedule them so that there's an option that works for anybody regardless of their schedule. And people can join anonymously. And we're partnering with a licensed mental health provider who's going to be on hand at each session to provide additional support to anyone who needs it.
We're talking with Krista Kanigi, who is with the state's Ag Department as administrator for the Division of Agricultural Development. Are you a farmer who filed for bankruptcy or had to shut down your farm? Have you sold off acreage? What led to that decision? What questions do you have about the Wisconsin Farm Center resources and the support networks? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Krista Kanigi here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the health of farm families and where to find support when farms are in survival mode, forced to make these big decisions like get bigger, diversify products, automate. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Ken. Thanks for being here. The American Farm Bureau reports this week that the overall number of farm bankruptcy fell to 552 last year, down 7% from 2019. But filings are the third highest over the decade, and Western Wisconsin had the highest number of filings. Has the financial position of your farm caused you major stress? How do you cope? What have you heard from others in the industry? Join in 800-642-1234. Krista Kanigi is administrator for the Division of Agricultural Development at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She's with us for about 10 more minutes. Krista, looking at these support groups, these online sessions, these talk sessions, do farmers, do you think, feel better if they talk to one another? What is the effect on the farming community when they have these connections?
Yeah, just like you and I, we're humans. We want to connect with other people, and the pandemic has certainly made that more challenging. And the idea behind these support groups is to provide a forum for farmers, others who are experiencing some similar challenges, to be able to get together in an anonymous way, if that's helpful, to be able to talk through what those challenges are. And I think putting this type of a format together can really be helpful for farmers, especially who are feeling isolated during these times.
You mentioned that a licensed mental health provider is on these calls, on these Zooms. Who else is on there, leading these sessions?
We just announced the groups in January, and as you mentioned earlier, the first one started last week. So our registration is a little slow, and we've got a licensed healthcare provider, and we also have some peer leaders. So farmers went through a training session earlier this year to help facilitate and lead the conversations for these support groups. So it's farmers who have experienced some sort of stress or trauma in their life, and we're guiding them to lead these sessions with other farmers.
What might that stress and trauma be like? What might have they gone through?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, with the commodity prices, trade insecurities, the weather, those have all been stressors that have impacted farmers over the recent years. And now the pandemic just causing more uncertainty. And those are all things that can contribute to just the unease. And hopefully these sessions will allow farmers to talk through those challenges and maybe learn from one another on how they've been able to resolve or work through some issues that they've been experiencing.
Your Wisconsin Farm Center also has counseling voucher program, a counseling voucher program. How does that work?
Yeah, the counseling voucher program is one that we've been working with for many years. And we in the Farm Center are not licensed healthcare providers. However, we do work with licensed healthcare providers in counties around Wisconsin. And if a farmer calls in and expresses a need for those counseling vouchers, we can issue vouchers to help offset the costs for them to receive mental health counseling in their county. Now, if someone is not comfortable with seeing somebody in their county, or maybe there's not a counselor in their area, we do have telecounseling available as well.
How have those vouchers been used in the pandemic? What are you seeing?
In the last year, we've seen a very steep increase in the number of requests for vouchers and vouchers redeemed. So there absolutely is a need to have these vouchers available to help offset the costs and just make sure that farmers are getting the help they need.
Is the telehealth option available? Because these are really rural areas. It is hard to find providers, especially specialists like mental health.
In fact, it can be. And one of the things that we've been working on this past year is trying to recruit and make sure that we've got counselors in every county in Wisconsin. And we're growing the numbers of counselors that are part of the counseling voucher program. But telehealth really does help bridge that gap. So if you're in an area that you don't have a local counselor, or maybe it's just inconvenient for you as a farmer to get off the farm and go into an office, you can have that counseling session right at your kitchen table through telecounseling.
We're talking with Krista Koenigi. She is administrator for the Division of Agricultural Development at the state's Ag Department. We're looking at wellness resources for farmers, support networks in the state amid the pandemic, and taking your questions. Are you planning to sign up for these new online support groups for farmers, producers, and families? Have you already registered? What do you want to know about the Wisconsin Farm Center and its resources? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Krista, you've mentioned that the family finances on the farm can be one source of enormous stress, and how a family is going to maintain that business on the farm. You also offer financial audits. What are they like?
Sure. Our Farm Center staff is a highly experienced team with farming background, banking experience, and they can help farmers go through their financials. So making sure that their financial records are in good order, so that when they're talking to a lender about their relationship, they've got good, solid data to be able to talk with them about. So our Farm Center specialists can go through those financials and help make sure that if there are recommendations or directions that need some focus in their financial areas of their business, the farmers can identify what those are by working with the Farm Center staff.
What is their relationship with banks? Because certainly lending for farmers is such a huge area, mm-hmm. and whether to take on more debt on the farm.
Right. And that part of the services that we offer is, acting as a third party. So talking with farmers and their lenders and kind of helping make sure that that relationship is solid. We also offer mediation services. So if they have a dispute with a lender or perhaps another farmer, we can provide and facilitate some formal mediation services as well.
How successful is mediation in working through those issues, especially when it's financial?
It's certainly helpful when you have a third party that can objectively help talk through what some of the challenges are. And I would certainly encourage anybody who is in a dispute and may find it helpful to use mediation services to take advantage of that support, because that's a free service as well.
Krista, there's been this long-running challenge and dispute over how to balance milk supply and demand in our country, how to do it in Wisconsin and across our nation. How can we rectify this? What is the biggest obstacle here in figuring out how to work through supply and demand?
Well, dairy is critically important to Wisconsin's economy. It makes up about half of our state's $104.8 billion agricultural industry. I mean, we even put it on our license plates. It's so important. And the question of balancing milk production with demand is a really important one, and it's very complicated. And I would say from a perspective of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, we're focused on serving as a resource to Wisconsin's dairy industry in the current environment. We want to help farmers, processors, and everyone who's along the dairy supply chain access the tools and support they need to position themselves for success in the future.
In the last minute we have with you, we have new numbers out this week that the overall number of farm bankruptcies fell to 552 last year. That's down from 2019, not by much, but Western Wisconsin had the highest number of filings. What do you make when you look at these fresh numbers?
Well, we definitely want to make sure that people know that the Wisconsin Farm Center is available as a resource. If you are experiencing financial challenges or hardships, please give our team a call. They are more than willing to help and assist you work through those challenges to avoid or look at other solutions to bankruptcy if that's an option for you.
Krista, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Krista Koenigi is administrator for the Division of Agricultural Development at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Wisconsin Farm Center, it operates, as Krista said, a 24-hour hotline for farmers struggling with suicidal thoughts, depression, or anxiety. The Farmer Wellness Hotline, here's the number, 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558 for counseling and telehealth for farm families. We have a link to the center at wpr.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, we talk with the Appleton City Health Officer about standing up a vaccine clinic at the Fox Cities Exhibition Center. How long did it take for you to get a vaccine appointment? Will you use a community vaccination clinic if one opens up nearby? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll check in on Appleton's setup after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.